We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All rise. The somewhat honorable Brad Booker is parading into the courthouse.
Or the courtroom?
Courtroom.
Oh.
It's in the courthouse.
I mean, you walked to the courthouse. You paraded to the courthouse.
Oh, I paraded to the courthouse.
And then you paraded into the courtroom.
Okay, I got you. All right. Thank you.
It's
please
been
be
a parade
seated.
The whole time.
It always is when Brad Booker enters a room.
Your Honor.
All right. Well, we have our litigants here. Alicia and Nathan are getting married, and there is an argument over whether to spend the money on the food or on the dance floor. What? Alicia wants to get the light up dance floor. Nathan wants to get the elevated food, so to speak. I have that right?
Yes.
All right.
I want the food. Food is important.
Let's start off with Nathan. Nathan, tell us why you guys need to spend the money on the food.
Okay, so listen, I go to these conferences all the time at these hotels, and I'm forced to eat the crappy food they give you. Feels like rubber, tastes like plastic, and there is no way I'm serving that kind of crappy, rubbery food at my wedding. I love food. My friends love food, and I want to serve the good stuff for people.
Okay.
There's three options for the food. There's A, B, C. The A, think about this, is prime rib and filet mignon.
Dang.
Absolutely delicious. People are going to love it, right? Option C is chicken, mashed potatoes, and canned beans. I'm not going to be the chicken wedding. Nobody goes to a wedding. Everybody eats the food at the wedding. Everyone eats. Some of the people dance.
Okay, well, Alicia, you say that the food is not that important. It's all about the dance floor.
Yes, because I feel like wedding food is wedding food. Like, people aren't going to remember the wedding food as something that you eat and then you shit it out later.
Jeez!
Oh, my God. Okay.
With dancing, you know, that's what people remember. They get drunk. They have a good time. Dancing is something that is memorable. That's what the photographer photographs. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody's photographing the food. And so I guess for me, I just feel like between option A and option C, option A is the LED 20 by 20 dance floor.
Hold on, stop. LED, like it lights up?
Yeah. Literally looks like it's out of a music video.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
All right.
Option C to me, which is not an option, is a 10 by 10 oak dance floor, which is for really small weddings. And we have a wedding list of 200 guests.
Wow.
And they love to party.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I'm looking at this light-up dance floor. It's pretty legit.
All right.
And I can see the social media pics.
So he's saying that it's important to have good food at the wedding. He's a foodie. His friends are foodies. That's what it's all about. She's saying
that's what it's all about.
Oh, I get it.
You put your right foot in, dancing joke.
Is that what you did
there?
I
mean, if you're doing the hokey pokey at your wedding, you have far more problems than the food or the dance floor.
Oh, that's funny.
The good news is that Alicia and Nathan have agreed to accept whatever it is that you guys decide. So Alex and Sarah, who are our jury, we're going to come back and you two will deliberate and come up with a verdict. And we'll do that coming up next. Booker's Court continues in 3 minutes on Mix 94.7. All right, we're back with Booker's Court. So we have Nathan and Alicia on. They're getting married, and they're arguing over what to spend the money on. Nathan says food is most important. He does not want to be the chicken wedding. And Alicia says it's all about the dance floor. This dance floor that she wants is straight out of a music video, and that's what people are going to remember. That's what they're going to be taking pictures of. So, Alex, Sarah?
This is a tough one for me because I'm not a big dancer. But if you look at me, you know, I eat. And here's the thing. You did mention the argument of the food. He mentioned that he goes to, like, all conferences and stuff like that and just eats that rubbery chicken stuff. Everyone knows going into that you're going to have bad food. Just what if this one instance that he does spend a lot of money on the food and go with option A? And what if it is food that blows you away? You will leave that wedding and be like, damn, hey, that food was actually good. You'll always remember that one wedding that had the best food, more memorable than all the other weddings.
All right, Sarah.
No.
What do you mean, nah?
No, you won't remember the food. Can you even remember what you ate at your wedding?
I'm going to tell you, bad food.
Okay.
Nothing's been memorable.
Do you remember, like, specifically what you ate?
Like a green salad.
Do you remember what you ate at Sarah's wedding, which was like a month ago?
Barbecue, but I don't remember.
Barbecue what?
I don't remember. Pork.
Is it pork?
I don't know.
I don't remember either.
Okay.
No,
yeah.
Nobody remembers the food. You go to a restaurant, you order food if you want to eat a good meal. You're just not going to get a good food at a hotel. I don't care. Even if you spend $100 a person, people like what they like and they like to order it themselves. When you go to a wedding, you get what's put in front of you and that you're not going to remember it. But I remember all my friends' weddings when we danced. I remember being at my friend Jennifer. I remember all the boys standing in a circle, like lifting them up. I remember being at my friend Lauren's out at Camp Lucy, and I remember everybody dancing with glow sticks. I have very vivid memories of all the dancing. I hate dancing, but I still get out there and do it because it helps make awesome memories. So you put the money where people are going to remember the memories, and that's with dancing.
Well, I was all for him until I heard that. I think at the end of the day, it's like what she wants. I mean, that's her day, you know?
So are you in favor of the dance floor, Alex?
I am now. Coming into this, when he was selling me on the food, I thought, let's make this memorable and let's splurge on hotel food. But I guess at the end of the day, hotel food is hotel food.
All right, the verdict is in. Nathan, I'm sorry to say, man, you have to spend that money on the LED light-up dance floor.
That's ridiculous, but pretty awesome.
And you know what? It's going to be fun, and you're going to be dancing, and you're going to forget all about the crappy meal you just had.
Tag us in the photos. I want to see that dance floor when you get married.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.